A bill similar to one passed in Arizona, which cracks down on immigration, is one of several awaiting consideration in the Indiana House. It's a bill that some call morally reprehensible, and one Monroe County leaders fear will have a negative financial impact on local economies. WFIU's Regan McCarthy has more.
Carmel Senator Mike Delf's bill is similar but not identical to Arizona's House Bill 1070, which gives law enforcement officers new authority to seek out illegal immigrants. Delf says he understands why some might question the constitutionality of his proposal.
We're certainly pushing the envelope. I believe that all the provisions are in compliance with law. Certainly people can make an argument.
But Delf admits if his bill were to become law, it wouldn't change much.
It's been existing federal law in the United States for over 60 years for those that visit our country legally, whether they're coming here to study or work, to keep on their person the documentation that establishes their lawful presence to be here.
But leaders around the state seem to disagree. Members of the Monroe County Council and Bloomington City Council have signed resolutions against the bill, as have a number of state leaders, including Attorney General Greg Zeller. Monroe County Councilman Sam Allison sponsored the county's resolution and says he's worried Senate Bill 590 will increase law enforcement costs and could give Hoosiers an image that would discourage employers or employees from coming to the state.
We have companies in town that compete on a global basis, and they must recruit internationally. And we have just an enormous fear that Senate Bill 590 is really, really going to hurt the ability to recruit.
Indiana University spokesman Larry McIntyre says that's a concern for the university in terms of attracting both employees and students.
We'll have anywhere from 6,500 to 7,000 international students. We probably have several hundred faculty members who are foreign-born and not U.S. citizens, although they're all here legally, of course. And we also, in any given year, probably have hundreds of international visitors on our campuses.
McIntyre says students and faculty have already approached the university with concerns about the bill. But Delf says there's no reason for individuals to be concerned they'll face any additional hassle.
Again, I mean, this is an important point. Most people don't understand this. It's existing federal law for professors or for anybody who is visiting our country on any type of visa to keep that documentation on their person that establishes their lawful presence to be here. So if someone comes here and they overstay, they are technically an illegal immigrant. If someone comes here unlawfully without a visa or a passport, they are an illegal immigrant and are outside of the law. I would think that somebody in that situation would want to have their status recognized above those that break the law.
Local leaders also express concerns that if the bill becomes law, it could lead to immigrants feeling ill at ease around law enforcement officers. Prosecutor Chris Gall says he's also concerned the law might lead to a reluctance by immigrants to report crime.
We want crime victims to come forward and not be afraid of the justice system, to be willing to testify as a witness at trial so that we can hold violent criminals accountable. It doesn't matter what their immigration status is. We're concerned with the violent crime that occurred because we don't want crimes of violence to go unreported.
Gall says the bill puts local law enforcement officers in a punitive role, a function Sheriff Jim Kennedy says he thinks, in the case of immigration, should remain a federal responsibility.
It again imposes a mandate upon local authorities that's not funded, and those types of things, in my opinion, not well thought out. Secondly, I really don't think it's a necessary law.
Delf says he thinks crimes against undocumented individuals are already significantly underreported and hopes his bill will help stop that.
Right now, we've allowed a shadow world to develop where people are brought into modern-day American slavery outside of the rule of law, where they may make a better life for themselves and their family than where they come from, but it's not up to American standards. And then we ask our fellow citizen to compete with the importation of that third world standard. And so I think there are a lot of injustices with the status quo. There are a lot of human rights abuses that go on because of the failure of the federal government to enforce the law.
The bill has already passed a vote in the Senate. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.